اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll continue through the mad lessons. We finished mad jaiz munfasil and also mad wajib
muttasil.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we learned both of them and we practiced them in some verses of the Holy Quran. Now we'll go to some other verses of the Quran Kareem, inshallah, and practice some other ayahs as well. If you have a mad letter again, then after mad letter, you have a sakin letter. And this sakin letter and mad letter both are in the same word, like mad wajib muttasil. Okay? Mm-hmm. You have to again prolong it for 6 counts.
But with the soft sound.
Yeah, it is a soft. Why? Because if we have like a heavy letter, yes, we'll talk about it right now, okay? But here, for example, we have the word al-ana. Al-ana. Al-ana hassasa. It's like this, I think. Al-ana. Alif maddi. L. Sakin. Lam sakin. Yes.
Yeah.
Al. Lam sakin. We have before lam sakin. We have mad letter. So here you have to again prolong it for 4 count.
4.
6 count. Sorry. Al. Ana. Okay. Al. Ana.
Yes.
Okay. Read it. Al. Ana.
Al. Ana.
Ahsan. That's it, okay? This is called mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf, okay? Kalimi mukhaffaf. This, the name is a little longer, okay? Forget about the name. You might forget. I'm sure you forget this, okay? The names. Because we can't remember this, okay? Different names now. Muthaqqal mukhaffaf, harfi kalimi. Forget it. Just remember, okay, that these kind of examples, the conditions you should remember, okay? This kind of examples, you have to prolong the sounds. 6 sounds. So what was the condition for this? You have harf mad plus sakin letter. Harf mad plus sakin letter. Yes. Both in the same word. The previous one was harf mad plus mushaddad letter.
Yes.
Harf mad plus mushaddad letter. Harf mad plus sakin letter. Sakin. Both in the same word. Okay? The previous one as well. Both were in the same word. So, now, the next examples. The huruf al-muqatta'a in the beginning of the surahs that you have.
Yes.
Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, swan, okay?
Yes.
So again, you have to prolong the sounds.
4, 6.
6 counts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 6 beats. You got it?
Yes.
So one of the surahs it starts with, it's Ankabut, I think. I don't know what surah, I forgot now. Alif, lam, mim, sad. Okay, 6 counts. You have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
حروف المقطعة.
حروف المقطعة. I said one day. We talked about it.
They should be. They are
separately pronounced. The names are pronounced.
Yeah.
You can't join them. For example, you can say كيحص. No. كهيعص. You can't say. You can read it with فتحة كسرة ضمة. You have to say the name.
So they are in which
group?
They are in which group? In mad lazim.
Mad lazim. Mad lazim. They are.
They have sukun or mushaddad?
No, none of them. It's just another group.
Ah, they are?
Yeah, it's another
group. We should stretch six.
Yeah, it's called mad lazim harfi muthaqqal.
Uh-huh.
forget about the names. Yes. Just remember the examples, okay? Like Surah Baqarah starts with
Alif Lam Mim.
Alif Lam Mim. So recite it. Alif Lam Mim. Lam and Mim have mad on the top. So six counts. Go on.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim.
Okay, Hussain Ruhullah.
Alif Lam Mim.
Okay. One of the surahs starts with Alif Lam Mim Sad. Okay?
Yes.
Who can recite this?
Ike.
Okay, recite. Alif Lam Mim Sad.
Alif Lam Mim Sad.
Ahsan, ahsan. Okay, great. The next example, Alif Lam Mim Ra. Lam and Mim has half mad. Alif Lam Mim, Lam and Mim mad, okay? Not Alif and Ra. Go on.
Alif Lam Mim Ra.
Okay. Only Lam and Mim have mad. Mad.
Lam and Mim. Alif Lam Mim Ra.
Okay. That's good. Next examples, the Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. These are the examples, okay? Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. That's all about math. Alhamdulillah, we finished math. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
As mad itself means long, we had a long story. Yes? Yeah. Finally, like many sessions we had. So, alhamdulillah, we finished. Now, at least you know which words of the Quran Karim you have to stretch the sound, which words you should not. Just remember these three letters, harf mat.
Alif.
Wherever they are, okay? They are the reasons of mat. They are the causes, okay? They cause mat.
Yes.
Okay? These three letters. And also Hamza.
Yes.
And when we were studying Quran Karim Tajweed, okay, they were our teacher was saying in Farsi that harf mat, sabab mat. Harf mad, these three letters. Sabab mad, that hamza. The cause of mad, okay? The reason. We stretch sometimes, okay? It is because of hamza. Because the meaning of hamza, the pronunciation of hamza is a little difficult. So when three letters are there, all of them, for example, we have to produce a throaty sound, okay? From the throat letters. They are throat letters, okay? It's difficult, kind of. For example, ha-a-a. Is it difficult or no?
Yes.
Ha-a-a. It's difficult. Or ha-a. It's very difficult. Look. Ha-ha. Say it. Ha-ha-a-a. Can you say it? All of them together.
One more time.
Ha-ha-a-a.
Ha-ha-a-a.
It's difficult, yes?
Yes.
So, but if you say ba-ta-tha-ja, it's easy.
Yes.
But throat letters are difficult. Sometimes this mad, okay, is because of that hamza, pronunciation of hamza. Yes?
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ اقْرَأْ اقْرَأْ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ.
I have students, okay, like, it's because they are English speakers, so it's a big deal for them, okay, to produce عين sound, because عين does not exist in English. So they always make mistake, okay, when they were, like, in the first levels, okay, lower levels. They were saying, like, for example, الحمد لله رب العالمين. Say عالمين. They were saying عالمين. So we tried a lot, okay? We helped them. Finally, they understood how to say عين, okay? Because it's difficult for them. Now, Hamza is also kind of sometimes difficult for us, okay? That's why mad is there. So long story. Alhamdulillah, finally finished. Let's go to some verses of the Quran Kareem. Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, next session we'll go through the we'll review all the mad ones, okay, next session inshallah, and then the new lesson is about how to stop at the end of the words. All right,
Yes.
So, let's recite a salawat and go to some verses of the Quran al-Karim. Allah.
Allah.
Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. You can open Surah Al-Bayyinah. Surah Al-Bayyinah, chapter 30, juz 30 of the Quran al-Karim, after Surah Inna anzalnahu fi Laylat al-Qadr. Okay? Go to Surah Al-Qadr. Surah Al-Qadr, page 598. Surah Bayyinah. After Surah Al-Qadr, we have Surah Bayyinah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب
again كتاب
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة
والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة
والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة
رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة
رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة
فيها كتب قيمة
فيها كتب قيمة
وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة
وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة
وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء
وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء
ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة
ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة
وذلك دين القيمة
وذلك دين القيمة
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Okay, thank you so much. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much, respected brothers and sisters, for being with us. See you, inshallah, in the next coming sessions with the new lesson of Tajweed, inshallah. Okay, thank you so much, Hussain Ruhullah. And thank you so much, Sayyid Ali Nasir. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Do you have any questions? Anything to say to our brothers and sisters?
No.
Okay, Ali Naz?
Yes.
Okay, what?
Just learn.
Okay, just learn, inshallah, and practice. Okay, thank you so much. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان